I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them are thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, good Monday. We will talk about Lamar Jackson requesting a trade coming up. We also have fun with sports audio. We're taking our time meandering through March Madness from the weekend. It was mad.
Absolutely. No ones, no twos, no threes, oh my.
UConn hammered Gonzaga.
Yeah, I mean, Gonzaga damn near chumped that thing against UCLA, and that was a great game. And then kind of looking forward to that UConn thing. And once Timmy started getting into foul trouble, there wasn't much they could do. And UConn just looked bigger, longer, more athletic. You know, remember when Gonzaga got in that game against Baylor in the championship? And it just – and I don't think this is fair, and I don't like the criticism of Gonzaga, but there I do think at times – and this probably happens to a lot of teams, and it's just we're going to point it out because it's Gonzaga. They do run into some teams sometime where just athletically it doesn't look like they belong on the floor. It's not they just get beat by necessarily a much better team. They just don't have the horses in it.
Would you like a stat?
Yeah, I would.
That may back that up.
Yeah.
Well, the Zags lost 82-54.
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time was they got rolled like that, but that was pretty bad. Yeah. And I think in hindsight, a healthy UCLA
probably
controls them.
Yeah. Well, they were down two starters, including their best defensive player.
Well, but UCLA was still up 13 in the game.
Yeah.
They just kind of wore out.
Yeah.
Gonzaga against top four seeds in the NCAA tournament since 2003 is 3-14.
That kind of backs it up. That they're doing it, and it's a great program, and obviously they've gotten to the title game a couple times, but when rubber meets the road here, it just they don't have it. They don't have the guns. And Drew Timmy is such a phenomenal player, and he's had a storybook career, but I saw someone say, you know, better college player Drew Timmy or Christian Laettner. Stop it. Stop. You can hate Christian Laettner all you want. All that guy did was win national championships.
Laettner might be the best college player of all time.
Well, Lou Alcindor might have something to say about that, yeah. But, you know, modern.
Still, like, if you look at...
Yeah, it's absurd.
I mean, it's an interesting question. Like, who are the greatest college basketball players ever?
Well, probably those UCLA, you're talking Walton and Jabbar, but if you want to go modern...
Laettner's up there.
Laettner's up there.
And Hurley.
And he stayed, you know, and that was the thing. No one stays anymore, so...
The great Danny Manning.
Yeah, Manning certainly
is awesome.
I mean, he pulled the Carmelo Anthony. He led a bunch of, you know, he led Kevin Pritchard to a national championship.
That's right.
You know, and same thing with Carmelo.
Danny and the Miracles. Milton Newton.
But
Scooter Berry.
Scooter.
Yes.
They had a guy named Scooter, and they won
the Berry Brothers.
Title. Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
There was one named Scooter, and he played at Kansas, and he won a title.
Scooter. But you see the, you know, as good as Timmy is, you see why he's not an NBA player. You see, just eventually you run into just better athletes, and Gonzaga just didn't look like they even belonged on the floor with UConn, and that is alarming. I had no idea the numbers were that bad against top four seeds.
3-14 against top four seeds in the tournament.
Yeah.
Gonzaga.
That's rough.
And I think the big knock for Timmy, too, is like even in the game that they won over UCLA, like they were subbing him out for defense.
Yes.
You can't be that much of a defensive liability at this level and expect that it's going to go on.
He can't. Yeah. I don't think he plays in the NBA. Go make a bunch of money overseas. I mean, shoot, he can come back for another year and get a bunch of NIL
he
money.
He sure can.
I mean, come back. Like, why wouldn't you? I bet that guy, I mean, like, he gets what he wants at Spokane, right? I mean, I don't probably. Think, yeah, I would assume.
There's probably a few boosters that take care of him, right?
I would assume. And, you know, his dance card's full and...
Maybe he goes fishing with Mark Few.
I guess. Like, why wouldn't you come back if you're Drew Timmy? Or if you wanted to, you could, you know... Would someone be... Could he be a hired gun somewhere?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, a big-time blue blood. Would you think there's money out there for Drew Timmy to...
Oh, transfer.
Know, transfer?
Oh, yeah.
He's done everything he can at Gonzaga, right? Huh. The guy's a living legend there. You go to a team that, you know, that maybe needs some senior leadership and someone throws maybe $1 million NIL at him and you get a chance to go play with maybe some different toys. You get a chance to go play at a place like Kansas or Duke or, you know, whatever.
Nah, he's not good enough for Kansas.
Well, I just want, like...
So, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm saying, like,
Kentucky... He's great.
He's great, but, like, Kentucky...
Oregon?
Yeah, there you go. Kentucky has, like, four or five, like, the best players in the country coming in next year as true freshmen. Maybe add a Drew Timmy to that mix and just kind of
show him the ropes.
Show him the ropes a little
bit. How to drop step like a white guy, like an old dad.
He has unbelievable footwork.
How to travel every time he touched the ball by Drew Timmy. Well, they're out. Sayonara, Mark Few.
Yeah. I was pulling for my Zags.
That UConn story, though, that's a weird one because, you know, there were a lot of people that actually watch college basketball that were telling us, watch out for UConn.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, like I said, they were 10th in the country,
yep.
But they were a 4 seed and kind of under the radar. Yep.
That was,
you know?
Jay Billis was screaming from the mountaintops to anyone that would listen.
Yeah,
that,
he did.
That UConn was the real deal.
He also picked Arizona, so.
Yeah, well.
So, you
hey,
know.
He got one, right? You know, what do you want? What do you want from him?
Well, aren't they in the Big East, right?
UConn?
Yeah. Like the Big East, so everybody thought the Big 12 was the best league, and they did okay. They had a winning record in the tournament. But no teams from the Big 12 here in the Final Four. The Big East went 10-4 in the tournament.
Yeah, and there is some, you know, there's some whispers out there that the Big 12, as soon as the tournament's over, is going to go try to lasso Gonzaga and a couple of those Big East teams and try to, you
know, smart. Yeah. Oh, so for basketball, you mean?
For like, basketball, only.
Maybe Creighton.
Creighton, maybe like
Marquette.
Marquette. What was the another one?
Xavier's in that.
Yeah,
league.
Xavier. So there was some talk that they wanted to grab Gonzaga and then like three other. They just said East Coast schools and they were obviously leaning heavy into the
you
Big East.
You can get Slick Rick Pitino, St. John's.
Yeah, go rub men and then have coast to coast. By the way, I'm looking up like a list of the all time great college basketball players, and there's really no modern. The only modern player really on here is Leitner and Duncan.
Duncan, yeah.
And that was, you know, and you're talking in the late 80s, early 90s.
You know who was really good? I remember watching Duncan go head-to-head back when the tournament was legit. Not that it's not legit now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Back when players stayed.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan head-to-head with Bryant Reeves.
Oh, yeah, Big Country.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Reeves beat him. Because Wake Forest had way more of the hype because they had a little guard, too, that was great. But Bryant Reeves, I think, got to the Final Four that year.
Yeah, Oklahoma
State.
Went through
Timmy Duncan.
But like some of these, like the mod, like David Robinson stayed for 3 years at Navy. Danny Manning's on there. I mean, all guys that stayed for 3+ years.
See, it's amazing what happens if you actually stay and develop.
Yeah.
And develop into damn good players.
But I mean, they're almost all guys from the, you know, from the olden days. Number one being Lou Alcindor and, you know, Pete Maravich and Oscar Robinson and Walton and guys like this. Bill Russell.
Oh, I forgot about Bill Russell.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Jeez. All right. Up next is our Primetime Stockwatch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.